Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
All right, welcome to High School Hoops. Before we jump into today's topic, which I don't really want to talk about, but anyway, because I haven't had many, I'd like to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market, bar none. Mention me. Mention Coach Unplugged, mention High School Hoops, mention any of our podcasts, mention Teach Hoops, mention anything, and they'll give you $450 off. Tell them Coach Collins sent you. I trust you. James is listening to this. They will take really good care of you. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. A lot of new stuff. I actually put a course up, I don't know, like 8 months ago that's just new material. When I put new material, I just put it there. I also put it, like, if it's man-to-man principles, I'll put it in the new material course, but I'll also put it in the man-to-man area. So anyway, I got some tweaking to do with some subsets of that, but it's coming along, and we're going to do a big kind of redone. We haven't redone the site in a while, so we're going to do a big redo late spring, probably early summer. Site will always be available, but we're probably going to do a big redo, and with that, prices increase when I do the big redos because I got to pay the. I'm not doing it. I'm a basketball coach, not a techie. Anyway, so what's today's topic, Coach?
How to recover after a losing streak.
I haven't had many. We are on a 3-game losing streak at home. Yeah, I haven't had one of those ever in my coaching career at home. So what would your advice to me be?
Well, I mean, I've had a couple of coaching friends that have been going through that too, not just you. And I had a conversation and it's like, well, I've been in that situation too. And, you know, there's obviously adjustments you can make offensively and defensively to support that, you know, depending on who you're playing and, you know, looking at some of those key things. But I guess I'm looking at is, are there any other thing besides those that you can help support that?
Well, I think, first of all, losing streaks happen. They do happen.
They do. It's like part of the game.
It's part of the game. It's like winning streaks. I think part of coaching is evaluating and reevaluating all the time. I mean, like literally I have lists all over right now from our game last night, things that we need to do. So I think the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different outcomes.
Correct.
So if you keep running man and you're on a 9-game losing streak, maybe man-to-man isn't working. Now, I don't know. That's sure. Just a general, maybe defensive, whatever it is. But I think you have to evaluate, and that's where outside evaluations, like you and I were talking for about a half hour, well, my team, because we watched the game last night, and I respect your opinion. I want to know. Like, I don't want to, like, I'm not stubborn. I'm not, like, I mean, if you saw my first teams, we ran flex and man, period. I was Bobby Knight and Dick Bennett, and that's all we were ever going to do. And then I've quickly learned out that I had some other players and we could do these things. And this would be better and we could transition. And like, you got to move with the times.
Right.
So I think you got to look at that in terms of the micro part of a season changing with the times too, I think.
Yeah. And I also think it's what you look at and evaluate. So I think lineups are key. I mean, if you have certain kids, if you've been losing for several series of games, maybe tweaking the lineup is always a good idea. If you have the, you know, I think at any point, if you'd be able to kind of light a fire a little bit, I think changing the lineup is a good idea if you need to. I also think the other thing is looking in when you're evaluating your practices. Are your practices relating, what you're doing in practice course happening in games? You know, did you have a good practice and did you have a good game? You know, I think that's a big one too, is like, so, you know, if you haven't been practicing well, you're not been playing well, then maybe you need to find ways to make practice more competitive, or to find two or three new drills and add and find that as well. I think those are simple. Those are not like easy ways to really try to get away from, you know, that losing streak that you can control.
Right. I mean, some things you can't control. Johnny broke his finger or so-and-so. I mean, things happen.
Or if you're a weaker team this year and you play three or four of their best teams in your conference, you know, there's things you cannot control, you know, but there are things that you can control, you know, and it's about having the reasonable expectation based on the players that you have too. But I think, you know, and then it depends, like if you got a young team, it could be the simple fact of just doing something different, you know, the mindset of, you know, taking a break from the game for a day and going doing something else that's not basketball related, that whole mental health piece of taking the guys out and go bowling or something and team building or something else that's not basketball related. Cause I think in the middle of the season, if you're going through a losing streak, sometimes the last thing you want to do is pick up a basketball, you know, maybe you need to do something else. You know, you kind of got to gauge where your kids are at, who your team is. But I think that's always been something that always has worked well for me. If I know that my players are kind of in a rut right now, we might do something that isn't basketball related. We might do something completely different, go bowling, go do a movie night, do something that's not even anything to do with X's and O's of basketball.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Well, like we were talking about when we were talking about my trip off the air and stuff, and that whole kind of, you know, stretch with that, that was part of it too. It's like, that was part of it. It was more than just getting away from, it was more than basketball. It was getting away and doing something together as a group too. You know, those team dinners, all that stuff. They're a pain and they're hard sometimes to orchestrate, but they matter. And I think they build relationships. And again, it's bigger than basketball.
So can I say the last thing, and I thought about this on my notes, is as a stat teacher, don't you think starting looking at some of your statistics and your important factors and building that to help, you know, repair a losing streak can be effective too? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think it's
defensive percentages, you know, the kind of the stuff, a lot of those four effective factors that Huddle does. I don't remember all of them on the top of my head, but there are, you know, the key effective, what are things that you could do within your practice and the games to help, you know, reduce or increase those statistics to help provide a greater chance of winning. Like we talked about before about, you know, just things that we can do.
Right. Well, part of it is too, I think, you need enough data. Like I'm 10 games in or 11 games. I've got enough data now that I can kind of draw some conclusions about, you know, Johnny, maybe stop shooting so many threes when you're 1 for 74. You know, that might be a good idea for the team. So I think you have enough. You have enough in your data set at this point to draw those conclusions, don't you think? I mean,
yeah, that's kind of the point I'm getting at is, you know, or somebody is playing a position and they're not getting some of the, let's say you got a big kid that's not getting rebounds, you know, I mean, we got to have a conversation with that kid. And hey, if you're going to play within the role, I expect you to get more rebounds than it's showing here.
Right. You know, and if you want to play more, this is what you're like, doing and look, and here's what your expectation.
We need this from you. And then I guess maybe it's even, you know, you're really, I know you've been always a keen person on goal setting and
right.
What's the other thing? Every year your role, right? Role. Your role changes. So
right.
Sometimes when you're in a losing streak, maybe it's a time to evaluate roles, or are you really doing what you need to do and the sense of accountability within your role to make your teammates better, to make your team better.
Yeah. You know, and that's where, you know, we'll probably, I mean, the hardest part for us is to find those times to sit and talk about those roles. Usually we should have done, I guess we should have done that on our 36-hour bus trip, but it's,
yeah, probably should have,
That would have been everyone was sleeping, but anyway, other than that, it's hard. It's really hard to sleep on a coach bus. You know that? It's really hard.
Yeah. I've never been on a coach bus that long, so I don't know how to.
You've never been on a long coach bus ride?
When I was at the college, it was like 3 to 4 hours the longest.
Oh, and so then you sleep. You just sleep sitting up. Yeah.
Yeah. But when you're that long, that's got to be hard.
Oh, it's brutal. And the big bodies.
It's got to be very brutal.
Oh, the big bodies even have a harder time, I think. I agree.
Oh, for sure. If I was 6'6 on a bus, that'd be terrible.
Oh yeah, you can't get comfortable. That's the problem.
Those are some of the reasons why I'm glad I'm not that tall sometimes as I get older.
I know. Be glad you're average. Be glad you're average.
That's right.
Yeah, average. All right, until next week, coach.
All right, see you soon.
See ya.
Sports Social Podcast Network. Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.